21. Help wanted. When I logged in the next day, my personal inbox was completely overwhelmed. I tried to look through them, but there was no point. I was mentally overloaded by the volume of messages. Alfred, can you organize these messages for me while I get to work at the shop?
Yes, sir. How would you like them sorted?
I want them broken up by crafting skill. Put those with the associated job first in each list and sort by skill levels.
Very good, sir. I will let you know when it is ready.
With that handled, I requested a rental cart from the service within the industrial district to carry the swords and suits of plate mail to the shop. I really wished this was a game with more ways to magically store items. Even the extra-dimensional bags one could craft or purchase were limited by the size of their opening. That meant I wasn't going to be squeezing full suits of armor in one anytime soon. Well, that and the fact I hadn't bothered buying one yet. On the way to the shop, I realized Rowan never actually said how to split profits on selling my stuff. Since I was working for him and didn't have a license to be a merchant myself, I'd have to sell them as if he'd paid me for them. With the bombs, the end result he'd suggested left me getting 75% of the final sale price and him getting 25%, which was an incredible deal for me. The suits generated around 500 management points each, which was their estimated sale price. That should leave me getting 4,500 gold and Rowan getting 1,500, but that was just for the suits I'd built so far. I could make more in a few days when the next shipment of iron came in.
Wait a fucking minute,
I thought to myself as I planned for how to sell the suits. I'm double dipping. I get experience from making them and selling them? This is almost like cheating, right?
No, sir, came Alfred's response to my rhetorical question. It is completely within the rules of the game, though I must say it is very likely unintended. It is also very likely that few, if any, players would stumble upon this themselves, given the skill investment required.
That certainly made me feel better. I just hoped it wouldn't get patched out. That's assuming, of course, this game ever patched. It could have been one of those experimental, dynamically updated engine-style games I'd heard about that could modify most aspects of the game while it was running. I had just enough time to get them on display before it was time to open the shop. Day 3 was roughly as busy as the previous day, with the addition of selling the suits. I also managed to squeeze in enough time to send an order to the local herbalist for materials. Additionally, I managed to buy a few interesting items. First, I managed to get magic rings off of a tank player character who didn't need them. They were basically worthless to him, so he took 200 gold for each. Turns out they were worth significantly more considering I got 1,800 experience from each purchase. They were called Paladin's Ring and Shadow's Ring. Each one was plus 15 intellect, but one had plus 10 strength and the other had plus 10 agility, respectively. Next, I had someone come in with a golem manual. It allowed you to craft golems if you had the requisite skills, but not even I had all the skills necessary for this. It was filed away for later, but I didn't quite get a great deal on it. We were both guessing at its value. The last thing was a shadow cloak. When inactive, it could be made to look black or dark gray. I went with gray since my armor was already black. When activated, however, it became a billowing mass of physical shadow that concealed movements and location. It gave plus 15 each to dodge and stealth. The NPC selling it asked for 3,000, but I managed to get him down to 2,500. That was where my single point came from. After that much business, I ended up jumping up 6 levels in merchant, but only 1 in rogue. It looked like leveling was finally slowing down as I closed in on 20. I guess it couldn't be easy levels forever, could it? For my skills, I also picked up a rank in haggle, 9 in bluff, almost entirely from lying about where I got iron for the armor, and 5 in appraisal. Haggle was nearly stalled out now that I'd gotten it so high. With 55 points from merchant leveling, I threw everything into willpower to maximize my regeneration. That would significantly improve my ability to cast Identify several times during a shift. It was still disappointing it couldn't help with skill levels.
That could have been over 100 more skill levels to gain, but nope. It was just wasted, except for the bonuses to my ability to appraise items. As for Rogue, everything went into agility. I'd neglected it for too long, so I wanted to make sure I had a little boost when combat inevitably happened. I was going to avoid direct combat as much as I could, but I knew that was impossible to do forever if I wanted to keep making money. Without more iron, I was pretty much stuck on blacksmithing, so I was lucky the herbalist was able to fulfill my early order. I'd also requisitioned an alchemy lab for my property so I could work on something after I was finished at the shop for the day. Alchemy was much more mentally intensive than what I'd been working on before, but the physical break was nice. I was also dealing in a much larger volume than before. In 4 hours of working, I cranked out 100 minor healing potions. Each one restored 100 HP instantly. They weren't terrible for someone like me who didn't stack much vitality, but they'd be fairly useless for a tank-type character. In any case, they were worth 10 gold apiece and got me up to level 5 alchemist. The ingredients averaged out to about 1 gold per potion, so what was an incredible return on investment, but it still seemed inefficient to make 900 gold a night when I could make almost 30,000 worth of plate mail. On the other hand, people would always need potions. Not everyone was going to run around in full plate armor. Shortly after I finished brewing potions, Alfred let me know that not only had he finished sorting the messages, but he'd also been done for several hours and didn't want to interrupt me. I thanked him and started going through what he'd done for me. After looking through all the applications, I decided to spread the specialties out some. I didn't want to hire nothing but smithies, after all. First, I had a duo of brothers wanting to work as blacksmiths because their father got them into it as a hobby growing up. Strangely, however, they insisted on being able to work the same forge. Since the basic forge only supported one person working at a time, I spent more than double points to get a second-tier forge for them. Second, there was an older couple of empty nesters looking to keep in touch with their kids who were playing. While the kids were off as adventurers, the parents couldn't get into it, so they took up crafting. The two of them worked together as very competent alchemists. Additionally, I received a message from an enchanter. She went by Cindy, spelled S-Y-N-D-E-Y. I thought it was a typo, but apparently her real name was Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, and she just liked spelling it like that in-game. It was weird to me, but then again, my name was a pun, so who was I to judge? Alchemy could pay off now in a small amount, but enchanting was going to be of great value later. I decided it was worth the investment, and I made enough already that I could afford some delayed gratification. For now at least, she could make quite a few charge-based wands usable by any class that sold for a pretty penny. Lastly was the tailor. He was the first one I'd found in the game. It didn't seem impressive until he explained in his message the types of things he could make cloth from. Regular cotton, spider silk, and threads made of metal and all sorts of monster parts could all be woven together to make fabric for clothing. He even said he'd managed to make robes that provided armor-like protection. That sounded very useful for mages and priests, and it would pair well with the enchanter, I'd imagine. I messaged all of them as a group, explaining that it would be a few days at least before I could hire them. Additionally, they would be paid according to their production and would be expected to produce for as close to 8 hours a day as they could manage. However, I also included some rough figures explaining how they could essentially live off the money we made together. That's assuming, of course, they were willing to play for a full shift worth of crafting. Unfortunately for my sanity, beyond additional messages in the new group chat, it usually devolved into some cruel-sounding but good-natured ribbing between the McShawn brothers. The rest of the week was painfully dull. I did manage to increase my production rate on potions, though. The second night of brewing, I made 200. The third, I made 300. And the fourth and fifth, I managed 400 each night. Between the shop and potions, I'd managed to make 22,000 gold over the final 4 days of the week of shop sitting. Additionally, Merchant hit level 16, Alchemist hit 11, and Rogue gained 4 levels, putting me at 22. This was some astronomical level gaining. Points for jobs went straight to willpower, as previously. Rogue was once again invested entirely into agility. Thanks to my items, I had so much room for skill growth, I didn't know what to do with myself. That meant I could skip intellect on level ups for now, at least. In addition, haggle went up 4, appraisal went up 10, and alchemy and herbalism went up 7 points each. I had even managed to pick up an achievement at some point in there. Achievement earned. Coffee is for closers. Sell 100,000 gold worth of goods. Reward, plus 5 haggle, plus 1 class level, plus 1 merchant level. World first bonus, double reward. If nothing else, that achievement showed me I was on the right track here. No one else had made that sort of money in-game yet, at least from selling. Even if I only got a portion of those profits from the stuff I sold on behalf of Rowan, I doubted someone found that much gold just lying around in dungeons so far. When I noticed the achievement and bonus, I'd just closed up shop the last day of Rowan's vacation. The latest shipment from Gnome Theron would be coming in soon, so I decided to head home for the day to meet it. I still had some time before the wagons would show, so I dumped my rogue attribute points into agility, then my merchant points into willpower. I was pleased with the overall gains from the last week, but I knew I was only getting started. The mine was about to kick up into a new gear, and I would have some employees soon. It was about to be a really good week.